Okay, we started talking about cooking on Shabbos using heat to make some kind of improved change in an item. That is one of the 39 malachas. Yesterday we said that there are three things to always be aware of when it comes to using heat on Shabbos. The first thing was, are you actually making a change to the item? That's bishul, afiyah, roasting, any of those things. That would be the malacha deraisa. The second thing is, am I doing something that looks like I'm cooking? Am I putting something directly in an oven, top of a flame, on a skillet? Does it look like cooking? And the third thing to keep in mind is, are there precautions that I have to take to make sure that I don't end up cooking or adjusting the flame? So there's always three things to keep in mind: the actual bishul, the looks of it, and precautions. The bishul, the looks, and precautions. So let's use three examples to bring this out a little bit. And let's first talk about, you've got a pot of soup, it's fully cooked, it's steaming, it's hot, it's yummy, it's delicious, it's beautiful. It's sitting on an open fire, an open flame, no blech. So you want to take the soup and serve it. Now, you can't serve it directly on the fire, because while a kli is on the fire, stirring it or even spooning things out while it's still on the fire changes the soup that's there. It improves it, it makes the top and the bottom shift, and it makes the top, which is now a little bit cooler because the bottom is right in direct contact with the flame, it enhances the cooking. So that might be a problem of cooking itself. So you're not going to do that. Let's say you take the pot off and then you want to ladle out a few bowls and then you want to put the fire back on. You want to put it back on the fire. So ladling it out, perfectly, no problem. If you put it back on the fire, you're not cooking because it's already fully cooked and you're not doing anything really to make it cook any better, since it's still hot. But the problem is, putting it directly back on an open flame looks like bishul. Is there anything precautionary to take over here? There's no concern that you're going to improve the flame, because improving the flame will burn a soup that's already fully cooked. So the precaution, not an issue. Actual cooking, not an issue. But putting a pot back on an open fire looks like you're cooking to the open eye. So the only way to do this, Chazal said, is hold on to that pot so long as you're ladling something out. And by holding it and never really releasing it, it doesn't look like you're initiating a bishul by putting it onto the fire. It's recognizable that you just took it off momentarily and are replacing it. So it doesn't look like you're initiating a bishul. Let's use another example. You have cholent on a crock pot. On the crock pot itself, assuming, let's say, the crock pot is covered, or it's you have a foil covering the dial, you have a cholent on the crock pot. Opening up the crock pot and stirring it will be a problem of bishul. Besides from the fact there may be some pieces that are on the top that are getting dry heat and they're not really wet, and when you stir it, you're getting them into the wet heat of the cholent itself. But in general, stirring while it's on the heating element is considering enhancing the bishul. It's changing the things, and therefore you can't stir it. So you take it off the crock pot, and again, putting it back onto the crock pot is going to look like bishul unless you continue to hold onto it. So putting it, you know, keeping it on the crock pot, on the heating element, wouldn't be an issue that you're looking like cooking, but you actually are cooking if you stir it. Now, as a side point, even if you don't actually stir, there's a chumrah that opening up the kli, uncovering it while it's still on the heat source, may also enhance the bishul as it's still on the heat source. So you're not supposed to open it and recover it while it's still on the heat source, even if you don't mix it. Similarly, doling out, ladling out while it's still on the heat source can do the same thing, even if you don't actually do the mixing. Those are chumras, but mixing itself is considered an act of bishul itself. Let's take one more example where we have to take all three things into our mind. You take cold kugel out of the refrigerator. Well, it's a solid, and we say once it's fully baked or cooked, so then it's not going to be a problem to reheat it. So the actual bishul is not going to be an issue. But taking something that's solid and fully cooked out of the refrigerator and placing it directly on a fire looks like bishul. What about putting it on a fire with a blech? Well, the blech is going to avoid the precautionary issue that we're not scared you're going to stoke the fire and make it higher or lower, so because it's covered up. But there still is an issue that a blech, according to many poskim, still looks like a skillet that some people will fry things on or make scrambled eggs on. So putting something directly down on a blech will still have a problem that it looks like you're initiating a bishul. And therefore, you'd have to put it onto different etzes, an upside down keli on top of another thing that's already cooking. So again, we always have to take three things. Is it actually bishul? Is it enhancing the food? Is it doing something to the food by applying the heat or mixing it? Number two is, does it look like bishul by putting it directly on a flame or on something that looks like a skillet? And third, does it have any issues of precaution to make sure that I avoid and I don't come to turning up or down the flame?